IFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
Shail Ben Ephraim's joining us. He is based in Hollywood. He's a writer, a freelance writer, editor, living in Hollywood, and he's bringing us the latest updates on the LA fires. Shail, a very good morning. How are you?
Good. How's it going?
It is going well, thank you. Have things improved?
Yes. Short answer is yes. Most of the fires are currently under control, but the one in the Palisades is still out of control. That's been the worst one the whole time. And there's also a new one in Ventura County that's out of LA County, a bit to the north. A traditional hotspot for fires.
Right.
All of the small ones are either out or under control. The latest one was in Brentwood, that's in West LA, and that one is now under more control. But the bad news is that the winds are up tonight, so no one's going to be surprised if it spreads tonight to somewhere else.
So what are they? Is there a way to preempt this? You know, so one of our listeners, in fact, last time we spoke to you afterwards, said that they didn't do controlled burning where they should, and this has exacerbated it. Is this something they could do now? Is it too late? Do we know why that wasn't done? What is the story around that?
Yeah, so I think one of the major problems is that we have a lot of different municipalities and authorities that are in charge. And also you have a lot of very rich people who own a lot of land. And so you don't have a unified policy of doing that kind of deforestation, doing those kinds of operations in advance, which is inexcusable because these fires happen every year. Not this time of year, but at some point during the year.
Right.
But yeah, a lot of it is because there's different authorities. I'm assuming with such a bad fire, they're going to get their act together and unite these authorities more than they have so far.
I would imagine there's a lot of lessons to be learned that where things need to be looked at differently, even if this is only something that happens once every however many years, this level or this, you know, this perfect storm. These are the situations I would imagine that have to be planned for now.
And I don't think this is going to be rare anymore. With the temperature going up every year and the population increasing, especially in those areas, I think that there's going to be more fires like this, usually in the summer, but also in the winter. The fact this is happening in the winter is, shows you that in summer it could actually be worse.
Do you have, just for clarity, does Los Angeles have a winter or a summer rainfall?
No, but the you're asking
when is the rainy season? Yes,
there is some rainy season rain in winter, right. And there is some rain in spring.
Ah, okay.
Spring, fall, none in summer.
Right,
but summer can get really, really dry. It's not a particularly dry climate, but there's been a lot of humidity. And when it gets really dry, that's when the area turns into a tinderbox. Now it's very, very dry. So, and you have the winds, and that's why it's happening. And the winds are going to get more extreme over the next few years, I've seen people predict. The dryness is going to get more extreme over the next few years. So this is going to happen probably every year. The question is to what extent, what precautions can be taken, and so on.
What is the situation with people and insurance? Do we understand what percentage of homes are insured, how much of a problem this is?
Yeah, so most homes are insured to some extent, but about 30% are not. Ooh. And the bad news is that among the houses that are insured in the most sensitive areas, many are what they call underinsured. insured for less than the actual amount, or have really bad policies.
Wow.
If you're in an area that's risky enough, no private insurance company will insure you for anything that most people can afford.
Right.
And then you have to take these California-sponsored insurance policies that are very expensive and don't cover all that much. So those people are actually underinsured. And then you have the people who don't have any insurance. So there's plenty of people who, if they lost their homes, or even if they had significant damage, are going to have to relocate or are not going to be able to rebuild.
Wow, that is really, really awful. Is there any estimate in terms of the cost of these fires?
Well, last time I saw it was like $150 billion.
Oh, my word. Wow.
But my guess is it's going to be more. This is beyond primo real estate what we're talking about, and these are some of these houses are just worth millions. You know, you have houses from very well known celebrities and moguls that are burning down entire neighborhoods filled with people like that. And if we're talking about Malibu, if we're talking about the Pacific Palisades. And it might spread to other very affluent neighborhoods like Brentwood, et cetera.
Incredible.
Yeah,
really,
so the
really,
sky's the limit.
Absolutely. Really, really awful. Well, as I said last time, just stay safe. And let's hope that the winds this evening don't cause more damage that can't be handled. It is 7 o'clock. That's where Shail Ben-Efrayim talking to us from Hollywood, bringing us the latest updates on the LA fires.